Hello, I'm Molly Rushworth. I'm an executive within the strategic corporate finance team at Price Bailey.
Hi, I'm Seb Humberston. I'm a manager in the strategic corporate finance team.
Hi, I'm Lee Sharman. I'm a manager in our business team and I oversee our outsourcing function.
I'm Matt Hector, a manager for Price Bailey after a 10-year career in commercial banking. We've come together today, well, we're all working from home because we're aware that it's a very difficult time for business owners. Many will be approaching lenders for facilities to get them through this pandemic, and we wanted to provide our insights from our experience on how best to do this. Running alongside this conversation will be our article, providing further detail and recapping the conversation from today.
Thank you for that. At Price Bailey, obviously, we work with management teams across a number of different businesses, across a number of different sectors as well. However, across all the businesses we see and all of the sectors that we work with, the main things that put one business ahead of another in the eyes of funders and potential investors and the like is the grasp that the management team of that business have on the business's financial performance and being able to demonstrate that they know how the business is performing and basically that they have their finger on the pulse in regards to the business's finances. It's probably important to point out that within this, I don't mean that the management team have to be kind of accountancy minded or kind of crunching the numbers themselves. However, part of the manager in the business is putting together the appropriate process to basically have these numbers produced on a timely basis, ready for the management to review them. So they can base their management decisions on solid foundations and good information. Now more than ever, being close to your numbers is really important, and this is absolutely crucial if you're hoping to gain support from a lender. Matt, with your extensive experience working with banks and the updates you've been receiving from a number of mainstream banks in the past few days, why don't you share some of what you've been hearing?
So I think there's a couple of things to be aware of. Our colleagues in the financial services industries are inundated with calls at the moment. And this is an unprecedented time. There was no pre-training for this. So their training has been completed over the last couple of days, and it's been extensive, but they're still learning in real time. I think we all are, really. The key bit, I think, is around being proactive in your applications and before you speak to your bank manager. So there's three areas that the banks are going to be looking to review. They're going to be looking at your finalised year end accounts and likely 3 years worth. Your up-to-date management information, so if it's not up-to-date, get it up-to-date before you approach, so they've got a clear picture. And then your projections and cash flow projections as well. And it's important that in each of these areas, they've got a clear line of sight between the three. So bridging the gap between your trading previously before COVID-19, your management information and your projections. All of these are as important as each other, and making sure that you have the three lined up is going to be key. The banks are going to be wanting to understand that you had a viable business before COVID-19. They then want to be able to understand the impact of COVID-19 on your business and how you're projecting and planning to trade out of the circumstances that we're in at the moment back to an ability to be able to repay the debt that you borrowed.
Matt, have you got any insights that you can share on how the credit teams are actually looking at loans?
So I think it's fairly early days in terms of feedback from the underwriters. The underwriters have been involved in the training. It's very much on a case-by-case basis in how they're reviewing them at the moment. Mm-hmm. So the banks will all have certain lending criteria. Some of the banks are sticking to that lending criteria, even in the face of how things stand at the moment. Some are relaxing them slightly. And I think it's probably worthwhile noting that the banks are looking at short-term offers of support before looking at these types of government-backed schemes. So they're looking at capital payment holidays, overdraft extensions, and standard lending options that they'll put in before taking on a coronavirus-based government-backed scheme.
Okay.
Timescales currently are unknown.
Yeah.
As we say, they are inundated with applications and clients at the moment. They're still looking to understand what sort of timescales they're going to be looking at. But what we do know is the mainstream banks have increased their staff numbers to support. They've also relaxed some of their internal processes and procedures to be able to get the applications through quicker. So from talking to them, they're
they're having a very busy time at the moment, but they're all very driven around supporting their clients through it.
Are there any challenges that the relationship managers are facing at the moment? And do you have any stories that you can share around that?
So I think in terms of the relationship managers, it's more volume that they're receiving than anything else. So the ones I've spoken to have got great relationships with their clients and understand the business way before COVID-19. And that's really supported their understanding of the business and how it's going to trade out of it. So I think their general issues will be just the volume of reports that they're trying to get through. And we can support by being proactive before we approach them. So packaging up, as we've already said, around your last three years' accounts, up-to-date management information and projections. Some of the banks are also asking for almost loan applications to be completed by the client, which will give certain details around the impact of COVID-19 and ask them to detail specifically what they're doing to trade out of it. They're also keen to make sure that they're utilising the other government schemes, including business rates relief and the 80% of wages being paid, those sorts of reliefs before applying for these loans, on the basis that it will be adding debt to their balance sheet, which has got to be repaid at some point.
Okay, great. And you mentioned there about proactivity. I wonder if there's anything that you would say that clients can be doing to help make their job easier at this moment in time.
So in terms of steps that the clients can do to be proactive before approaching their bank manager, they need to think about how much they're looking to borrow. And this figure needs to be based on the requirement that you've seen in cash flows or your projections, and not a figure that's plucked out the air that feels right. The banks are going to want to understand how you've got to that figure. And quite often we'll find that the way of getting to that figure is looking at your fixed cost over the next 3 to 6 months, depending on when you think revenue will start being seen back through your business, and detailing those. They also are going to want to understand how long you're going to look for the loan to be termed over. So in terms of the coronavirus business interruption loan scheme, the maximum term is 6 years. But what we are seeing is that some of the banks have got different interest rates. So if you've got the ability to repay the loan within 1 to 3 years, the interest rate will be lower. And if it's anything kind of 4 to 6, then it'll be slightly higher. And that will obviously make a big difference to your repayments on a monthly basis. So the interest and fees are covered by the British Business Bank for the first 12 months. And a number of the banks are offering 12-month capital payment holidays as well. So that means you'll get an injection of cash into your business with no repayment at all for the first 12 months. Subsequently then, on month 13, you'll start repaying both the capital and the interest back. There are variable rates that are available, which by the sounds of things, after 12 months are going to be able to be fixed if the client wants to. Some other areas to think about are what action you've already taken to reduce the costs in the business. So are there discretionary spend that can be cut out that the banks won't want to lend against? You need to be making sure as well that you're not requesting to be paying maybe directors' salaries or dividends over this time. The banks are going to be looking to lend the minimum amount to the business to not hinder the business once it gets back and trading. Have a think about the fixed monthly costs before the pandemic and what they're going to be afterwards. They're going to want to be understanding that, do you see any long-term impact on your business? And I think the key thing here is to be honest. The banks want to know the extent of the impact of COVID-19 and will look to support you as much as they can do. You can only have one government-backed loan at this time. So if you're applying for a coronavirus business interruption loan scheme loan, then you need to get the amount right first. You can't have an additional top-up afterwards. Going to be understanding what your plan B is. So if the loan's not available, what's the impact going to be? How many staff are going to be possibly impacted within that? And have you considered other options, including selling assets, using other credit cards and short-term funding that will support you instead of the scheme?
Great. Thanks, Matt. Lee or Seb, have you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the points that Matt mentioned there are kind of really crucial. And that's where the kind of understanding of the business and having the kind of fundamental financial information there is really crucial, just because things like stripping out which of your costs are potentially fixed, which can be reduced during kind of a period of inactivity. actually seeing what reliefs are available and how they affect your costs going forward, that is going to really impact your budget or your potential kind of forecast or plan for the next 6 months in regards to how the business is going to react and effectively what support you're going to need.
Yeah, I think in addition to that, you know, as Matt says, being as proactive as you can and using as many of the mitigating tools that the government is offering, but also, you know, just having conversations with customers and suppliers, landlords, where possible. You know, everyone is in this together. Everyone is facing hard times, and hopefully, you know, those relationships you established over many years of trading together, you know, will result in some form of negotiation to be had to support each other in this difficult time.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you.
That brings us to the end of part one of this recording. Please continue listening into part two, during which we discuss how you can best prepare for your loan application with your management information and projections. If you'd like any support or would like to get in touch to speak to one of our advisors about anything discussed, please find contact details below. Thank you.